Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Thursday, December 16th, 2010.
Episode 6.42, the Week 15 preview show.
Also known as the fastest show on Earth.
Yes, this is going to be a quick under an hour show.
We promise, because we have to, because there'll be kids that will kill us otherwise.
That's right. Jeffrey and we just need to go do stuff.
It's orthodontia. It's the holiday time of the year.
Are they taking
it's
her
stress.
Braces off?
No, she's had them off, you haven't noticed, in a long time. She's getting a new retainer because her wisdom teeth are coming in.
Ah, the wisdom teeth. Just have them pull them now. Just pull them now.
They don't think they're going to need to.
Oh, I don't know. Just have them pulled. If you have wisdom teeth, pull them.
Yourself. Just go get some pliers and do it right now.
You know, I had a teacher pull my tooth once in the first grade. Mrs. Riley. I remember it to the day.
You hate her, don't you?
No. I love her because I felt pain and it was just kind of loose and dangly and I was in pain. And she was like, oh, Steven, come here, sweetie. And I went up to her desk and she just
didn't know what
boom! And she just pulled it right out of my mouth. And I was like, I bled for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then I was like, huh. The pain is gone. Thank you, Mrs. Riley.
We've got a whole slate of pretty good games and then a whole slate of really bad games.
So we'll go over the really good games and then the bad games. We'll just give you picks. The guest picker
celebrity
this week,
picker.
Yes, the celebrity picker. It's none other than my lovely wife, Trisha Miranda.
My lovely sister.
That's right. She's she thinks she can take us. So we're having her on the show.
She's so cocky. She's gotten that from you.
She is. She has probably gotten that from us. And I was able to spend some time talking to Jason LaConfora, Jeffrey.
Excellent.
So he was at the owners meeting in Dallas yesterday and took some time off from there to give me some inside scoop on some things that the owners are going to be talking about here. So
And by the way, Jeff needs to clarify that I am not Cy Alosi. I identified with him to a point. I identify with him, but
well,
after that, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. Let's get started.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Did you like the new boom.
Yeah,
right,
we actually had
intro.
To go to our conductor or our composer, yes. Nicholas, and have him add that.
We're right at the spot.
If you don't like it,
we can
take it out, but we're just testing it. Boom. It had nothing to do with setting volume levels correctly and us rushing through this show as quickly as is humanly possible to bring you the widest entertainment on Earth.
All right, well, then, gosh, my goodness.
I'm not Cy Alosi. See, here's the deal. I would, if I were standing on a sideline and someone were running right by me and it was a gunner and it was a kind of kick situation, I might impulsively stick my knee out, but I would not go and draft a bunch of guys to form a human wall to premeditate something like that.
And instruct them?
I talked about an impulse control issue. This is a characterological issue.
Premeditated.
Seriously.
Wall building.
Seriously. And I'm supposed to have, according to Ed, I'm supposed to have another brick of the wall queued up, but I can't.
So now the Jets have suspended him indefinitely now.
Yeah. And by the way, he's one of the most respected strength and conditioning coaches in the business.
Yes.
So he was making six figures, but it's still a lot of money. It's still a lot of money.
And the deal is
he's going to have trouble finding a high school job.
Did you see that Westfall now was trying to throw the Patriots under the bus, saying, well, the Patriots build walls all the time?
Yeah. You know what, folks, if something's been going on for a long time and it's wrong, don't make it okay, and the league will look into it, and the league will fix it. It doesn't mean you do the same wrong yourself.
I don't know.
Remember, two
if
wrongs...
If I get caught, I'm just saying, well, you know what? So-and-so and so-and-so do it all the time.
Remember, two wrongs don't make a right, but a third right gets you back on the freeway. There you go.
Okay.
One of my favorite lame jokes. Come on.
Is it a fourth right?
No.
It's the fourth right.
No, it's very forthright of you to point that out to me, but it's not a fourth right.
One, two, three, four...
Then you just made a square. You're back where you started. I'm helping somebody who's lost. Two wrongs don't make a right, but if you want to get on the freeway, you take a third right.
So what, you get off.
You go three rights.
Actually, they're lefts, right, if you're going back the other way.
Steven, you missed the point of the joke.
I guess I am.
Bad news out of Minnesota camp as Tavares Jackson got his major debut on the theatrical stage. Official news.
Tavares Jackson's consecutive streak ends at one.
He's got to start all over again.
I like Damian Penny for pointing that one out to me.
I did not catch that email from Damian. You are a whack job, okay?
One!
One.
Woo!
turf you know what, toe Jeffrey? Puts him to
I
the sideline.
I tell you what, he has got one more consecutive start than me.
You know what, Steven, though? If he goes out and plays two games, he'll have doubled his consecutive streak. So he's got that going for him. Oh, it's easier man. To build on when you start with the expectations really low.
Here's the deal. The dude's been waiting and waiting and waiting, and then Brett Favre comes in and sits all last year, and then this year, and he's waiting at training camp. And Brett Favre, they pull him out of his tractor, and he comes to play, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. Then finally, the Buffalo Bills, who I think he paid off, said, just kill him, please. And the Bills smacked him and knocked him out of the game, and he finally gets his chance, and literally a series into the game, boom,
turf
gone, and IR.
Well, in his defense, Steven, how much time did he have to spend trying to figure out how to, I don't know, run down a field and stay healthy? He's been standing holding the clipboard, you know?
How bad is Jake Delhomme, Jeffrey?
Really, really, really bad. Yes. I know it's rhetorical,
he's
but
he's so bad. Eric Mangini has just decided to name Colt McCoy the Browns starter for the rest of the year.
Rest of the season, and congratulations to Colt. We think the world of Colt. We think he's a good guy, and we're going to give him a shuggy duggy quack quack just for that.
Give him that. I love the
kid. I did, and you know what? Jake Delhomme, look, you're done, you're over with. They've already got another backup in place, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right, Steven?
I think that they should have given me the $12 million to come, because I could have done just as
poorly,
bad as Jake Delhomme.
Yeah, probably. And you know, you look a lot scarier in pads than Jake Delhomme. Just saying, you know,
a little bit scary. Yeah, Jeffrey, what's up with Chad Ochocinco Pepe Esteban, whatever he wants to call himself today?
He's calling himself Fred today. And as far as Fred's concerned, look, he's hurt. He's concerned about his ability to play, and I think it's a convenient time to get hurt when your team is long mathematically eliminated.
2-11. They were, I think, the second team mathematically eliminated. Look, first was Carolina, then the Bengals.
I got to take my hat off for Chad for staying with as positive an attitude as he has for as long as he has on a really bad team. I mean, I don't blame him at all, Steven.
So he says that
my left foot's
jacked. Yes, the left foot, he went x-rays. He needed x-rays. And that's exactly what he said. My left foot is totally jacked up.
Yep, he tweeted that yesterday.
What is jacked up, by the way? Is that a serious condition?
It's actually in the medical reference guide. You have to look past messed up, effed up, foobar. You have to get past all those.
I
then you get to
foobar was the best.
Yeah, well, that's the worst. That's the absolute worst. So just in front of that,
so
actually, is jacked up.
It's jacked up just before. So once you get to foobar,
you're out.
Do you have to amputate the foot?
You have
for
to actually
foobar?
Amputate the entire leg.
Wow, the whole leg,
all the way up to your guys, and it's not pleasant.
Oh man, how do? Okay, I'm not even going there,
dude. You're not a doctor. Don't go there. You're not a doctor. You don't play one on a podcast,
okay? So because we're doing a show, does that mean that no professor
we
playoffs
love
again?
Shows. That's why I planned it that way. I planned Kara's orthodontist visit around this to keep
people
professor
want
playoffs.
Professor playoffs.
We actually planned if I moved it to Thursday knowing that he had classes at Caltech that he had to be teaching today.
He said he would cancel them.
No, he could not cancel his astrophysics getting beyond M-class planet status voyeurism class.
Voyeurism.
Yes, it's fetishes for those who study M-class planets.
Nice.
And it's a recovery program,
you know,
and they're in a very delicate state.
Is responsible for the last 6 findings of M-class planets.
Nice.
He's pretty good at
okay. In your science
and
news,
identifying them.
In your science news, not that we have any time for this.
Yeah.
But are the Voyager? I'm not talking Star Trek. I'm not being a Star Trek geek. However, Voyager is a satellite, that probe that was launched in 87 or something.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. It has reached so far that it's reached Saturn. And what it's finding is that the sun, its reach does not go on forever. And it's starting to bend down. The sun's waves of light are starting to bend down. And they're finding that the sun's rays actually are in a bubble, the form of a bubble. And so the light waves are starting to return, and they're starting to arc down. That's how far this thing has gotten from Earth, 33 million miles.
But it's taken how long?
It's taken 30 years to get out there.
Exactly.
It's amazing. I mean, it's simply amazing what we're learning.
So if I ever wanted to go to Saturn, by the time I reached it,
you better pack up. You better stop the show and pack up, because you're going to be old.
I'd be 70-something.
You're going to be what the kids think we're old. You're going to be really old. Okay.
Yeah. So have they come up with the cryostasis yet where they freeze you and you sleep and then you wake up 30 years later,
and then you're still out of your stomach and kills everybody. Oh, I saw that movie. That was a good movie.
That was.
And that's a pretty good impersonation.
Jesus out of it. Why didn't the dude just kill it right there as he came out of the stomach?
We don't just kill, you know, organisms the second they appear, Stephen. We give them a chance to find out if they're nice nation beans and things. We don't want to.
I'm sorry. When the thing comes out of the dude's stomach and has just killed my partner and his teeth are like chomp, chomp.
And he's got another set of jowls inside his mouth. That's when you know it's messed up.
Yeah, I'm going to kill it at
that
point.
And then when it's got a third set of jowls inside the jowls, it's time to waste that mofo.
That's when I kill it, and then I'm like, you know what? I'll do an autopsy and investigate
later. We'll find out later if it would have been a good guy or a bad guy. But right now, you know what?
That's exactly.
We got alien guts all over the place.
But then it wouldn't have been a movie, I guess, had they killed it.
It would have been
right
a really short movie.
It would have been a short movie.
You know what? They have short films. They even give Academy Awards. They do.
We're gonna move on. See, we can't have fun because we're in our
hurry. It's a no fun show. It's just like the NFL. Oh, hey, now come on.
Well, speaking of this, I guess we should play the Jason LeCoufort thing because this is talking about this news item. Atlanta Falcons, Rich McKay wants to change playoff seeding. Based on record. Now,
based on my rants.
If you still win the division, you still get into the playoffs. But,
however,
you don't necessarily automatically get a home game.
That's an improvement that I could live with.
Okay.
But you know what, Steven? I'm more apt to, and we'll let Jason talk about this. However, I am more apt to give a home game to a division winner if they keep this situation the way it currently is. If you're a division winner, you get a home game, period. Okay. I am more apt to disagree with Jason on this one, or I guess being reported out of
Atlanta.
If you're
a division winner at 7-9 and the two playoff
I don't think you should make
six,
the playoffs. You are going to make the playoffs, then I think you should host a home game because you won your division. That may seem a little skewed.
No. Dude, that is a little weird.
Go to Jace and let him talk about it in more detail, and maybe he'll convince me otherwise.
Joining us now, the NFL BMOC from the East Coast, Jason LeCoufort. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Crazy season in the NFL, but first, want to ask, you still rocking your Leeds jersey?
I am. If you see a dude in Baltimore in a Leeds jersey, that would be me. big win over Burnley this weekend, coming back from two down. It's been great. After dropping consecutive home games at Ellen Road, boys have been taking care of business. So.
Look at that.
Hopefully we'll be in the playoffs.
Our listeners really, really love, man, that you are cheering on a team that is not known as Arsenal, Chelsea, or Man United.
Yeah, I can't get into the big three or big four or whatever, depending on the year. I fell in love with Leeds probably like 12, 13 years ago, right when, you know, Harry Kewell and Lee Boyer and Rio Ferdinand was still there. I mean, it was such a great young group of talent coming up together. And the Duke, it was a lot of fun to watch. So I've stuck with them through thick and thin, and hopefully we'll be out of the championship and back in the big time by the fall.
All right. Awesome. Awesome there. Week 15 coming up in the NFL, and has there ever been a season where this many teams are still in the playoff hunt?
It doesn't seem like it. No, I mean, I think still technically 23 teams are in it. That's pretty phenomenal in the 32-team league. We've already reached the three-quarter pole and that many teams are still in the hunt. Realistically, of the 23, you know, probably half really have a shot. Maybe about 15, 16 teams. I think some of these teams that are still alive with 4 and 5 wins, I don't see it happening for them. But it makes it exciting. The games really matter down the stretch. And this week we've got a couple of huge ones. You know, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, that could pretty much settle a division. The Saints against the Ravens is a big game. I mean, obviously it's out of conference. You don't have the same playoff implications in terms of tiebreakers, but that's a huge matchup. It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's great games. Green Bay, the Patriots is another one. So, yeah, it should be fun.
All right. So taking a look at here is something that we've debated here on the show regarding division winners. It's a possibility. It might be unlikely, but it's a possibility that in the NFC West, you might have a team win the division at 7-9. And then you have teams who are, you know, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Green Bay Packers, that may not make the playoffs with 10 wins. How does the league is prepared to respond to that sort of a question if it does come up?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. I'm at the league meetings here in Dallas right now. And this morning I caught up with Rich McKay, who's the president of the Falcons and one of the chairs of the competition committee. And I asked him about that scenario, and he said that he's been in favor of realigning the playoffs for years. He said in the past they've got as many as 18 votes from owners to change around the seating so that seating and home games are based on record and not where not a division champion per se. But, obviously they would need 24 in order to make that change, and he's not sure if the votes are there. There's a lot of owners who believe strongly in tradition and that winning your division is important. If you win your division, you deserve a home playoff game, which is more revenue, which is a pretty big reward for taking that division. But as we've added teams to the league, there's other owners who say, you know what, it's not fair. And you know, you should get in the playoffs for winning your division, but you shouldn't necessarily be a 3 or a 4 seed automatically and host the playoff game. In Rich McKay's scenario, he believes the first two teams should be seeded as, based on record. And then after that, if you're a division winner, you still get in, but you may be the 6th seed if you have the 6th best record. So we'll have to see in future competition committee meetings. Maybe they will call for owners to vote on this. But again, I'm not sure they'd have 24 votes. I'm not sure you would get the majority you need to pass it through, given the owners who are in the league right now.
Well, that's very interesting that they're at least looking at it and talking about it, because it's never happened where a team has had a losing record and gotten into the playoffs, but it is a possibility this year.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, look, whoever wins the NFC West is going to be a flawed team with some major issues, whether they get in at 8-8, we've seen teams in the past get in at 8-8, or whether it's 7-9, regardless, you can't tell me that Rams team or that Seattle team or even that 49ers team is one of the 6 best teams in the NFC. Not when you've got, teams like Tampa Bay and Green Bay who could win 10 games and miss the playoffs entirely. So I'm with you there. It hasn't happened very often, and so some people would say, well, if it ain't really broke, then don't fix it. But even if it happens 1 year, that's enough for some people to say, well, wait a minute, that's just not fair.
All right, Jason, I'm going to move and change our attention. Once again, we've got our NFL BMOC from the East Coast, Jason Lockenfora, on. And I'm gonna change directions and talk a little bit about the head coaching positions that may become available at the end of the season. We obviously know Jason Garrett, Leslie Frazier, and now Sudisville and Denver, interim head coaches at those three teams. Are those three teams going to be looking for new head coaches? Are some of them going to stick with their interim head coach? Or is it a possibility that some stay, some go, and then there's other teams like the Carolina Panthers and John Fox having vacancies at the head coaching position?
Sure. In terms of the interim coaches, Frazier and Garrett have a chance to stay. The Broncos will be hiring a new head coach. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Garrett's in pretty good shape, unless Jeff Fisher in Tennessee becomes available, which could happen, in which case I could see Jerry Fisher trying to get Jeff Fisher. They've got a very strong relationship. Jerry Jones has wanted to have Jeff Fisher as his coach in the past. It feels like he's a proven winner in this league, and I wouldn't rule that out. But otherwise, I think Jason Garrett, is putting himself in pretty decent shape. The Broncos, I could see hiring Gary Kubiak if he gets fired for the Houston Texans, which I believe there's a pretty strong possibility that'll go down.
All right.
In which case, I could then see Bill Cowher, who's been in broadcasting for a few years, with former coach of the Steelers, going to Houston, and the carousel will continue. And in terms of other coaches, Mike Singletary in San Francisco, I can't imagine he's back next year. John Fox will be out at Carolina. His contract's up. He won't get a new deal. And Marvin Lewis's deal is up with the Bengals. He'll be out. He will not be coaching the Bengals next year.
All right, I'm going to give you one other name. What about Norv Turner in San Diego? Is his job secure there?
Yeah, I would look at guys like Gary Kubiak, Norv Turner, and Eric Mangini as coaches who are definitely on the hot seat and whose teams are going to have to show something down the stretch. And the Chargers missed the playoffs. Something could happen there. They're trying to get a new stadium. That's a team that could be moving to L.A. They've got a lot of moving parts there. They had high expectations coming off last season. The AFC West, while it's better this year, it's certainly not a power division. If they fall short, something could happen there with North. For sure. That's certainly one to keep an eye on. Again, we mentioned Houston and Gary Kubiak. Frankly, I don't think he's going to keep his job, even if they win a couple games down the stretch. Sorry, and was there another one you asked me? I'm getting all these coaches caught off in my brain now.
No, that's great. It is. It's just like every season or so lately, it's been like anywhere between 7 and 10 coaches seem to, we call it the coaching carousel. They just move from team to team.
Yeah, and I mean, some thought because of the issues with labor here and not having a new collective bargaining agreement, there'd be fewer changes. And you know what? Ultimately, there could be a few coaches who stick around because it just, maybe we don't have football until later than normal. Maybe we don't have normal off-season programs to implement a new system. And maybe you don't want to carry too many coaching salaries at once in a year where you don't know when your season's going to start. But there could be upwards of a third of the league turning over if we do get a pretty quick remedy to the labor issues. Tom Cable in Oakland, another one who, as great as they looked a week ago, sitting there at 500 and playing the Jaguars, with a chance to, stay real close to their division lead, if they slip down the stretch, I could see Oakland, making a move as well. So, we've already had three moves in season, which is rather high, and we could have plenty more action coming in January.
All right. Now, I'm going to turn attention to where you used to cover football, Washington, the Washington Redskins. Obviously, there was some expectations there with them bringing in Donovan McNabb. Now, obviously, the season didn't go the way they thought it might go. What does Shanahan do? Does he still have command of the team? Is he going to have a big shakeup after the season?
Well, they're not going to do a shakeup. I mean, they owe Mike Shanahan $35 million, 28 remaining after this year. He's not going anywhere. But they've got issues. The team hasn't embraced him. He hasn't endeared himself to the team. They had issues with Donovan McNabb. They had issues with Albert Haynesworth. They're not winning games. The offense, which he and his son are supposed to be the offensive masterminds there, hasn't worked. Personnel moves, trading for McNabb, trading multiple picks for Jamal Brown, trading away draft picks in general, and fielding the oldest team in the league, that hasn't helped them. That team is not much improved, if at all, from the 4-12 unit that Jim Zorn left them. In fact, they're much worse on defense than they were a year ago. At least they had the defense going for them in 2009 when they were a top 10 unit. So there's definitely some discontent there, but they're going to have to sort things out quickly. They lack wide receivers. They lack offensive linemen. They lack running backs. They're unsettled at quarterback. And they don't have personnel that fits the 3-4 defense that they're running. So I could see Jim Haslett, the defensive coordinator, being in trouble at the end of the season. I could see them making some moves on the staff. But to eat $28 million and say bye to Mike Shanahan after, 11 months on the job or 10 months on the job, I just can't see that happening.
All right. And how about Haynesworth? Is he out of Dodge? Are they shipping him out of Washington?
Oh, he won't be back. I mean, ultimately, whether they take a fourth or fifth round pick for him or they just release him, he won't be there in 2011. He's appealing his suspension, but that suspension won't be heard until 2011. So he won't be around the team for the final 3 weeks of the season. He'll report January 3rd, take an exit physical, which is mandatory. And then that'll probably be his last appearance ever at Redskins Park.
Wow, fantastic. Good stuff as always, Jason. We appreciate you taking the time out, coming on the show. Anything else out there brewing in NFL land that you can leave us with before you take off?
Oh, geez. There's always something brewing. Obviously all the owners in the league here in Dallas right now, they're getting updates on the collective bargaining process, where things stand with the union. The league's continuing to look at measures to try to eliminate some of these concussions and serious head injuries that we've seen on the rise in recent years. So that's really kind of what the football world is focused on today.
Yeah, we did see that report, 21% increase on reported concussions from a season ago. One last question, since we're on that, as far as concussions are concerned, Aaron Rodgers, any chance he plays this week against the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football?
There's certainly a chance. I wouldn't call it a sure thing, but if he gets through the week, passes a concussion test, and then has no further setbacks in terms of nausea, throwing up, headaches, any of those symptoms, aversion to light, as long as there's none of that going on, the memory is okay, and it passes the battery of tests he has to pass, then there's certainly a chance that he could play this weekend, even though it has been a couple of concussions for him over a couple-month period.
All right, buddy, that sounds great. I know that there's a lot of people out there who have him in their fantasy football teams that are curious to know whether they should start him or not. Jason, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it, as always. We'd love to have you, man, and we'll keep you updated on Leeds, and hopefully they can get back into with the big boys.
Please do. Go you all away. Absolutely. I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
All right, so there you go. Dude is just really cool. He had just gotten out of the meetings with owners and was able to take some time for us.
He actually wasn't in the room with the owners.
No.
Just to be clear, Jace wouldn't want that misrepresented.
Yeah, no. He was at the hotel.
It's the Omni in Dallas. Steven, do you know the Omni in Dallas?
I do. I actually worked at the Omni Hotel in Las Colinas. That's not the one they were at. They were at the Omni in Dallas. The one in Las Colinas is the sister one. I was a concierge at a 5-star hotel, dude.
Did you wear a vest underneath your suit jacket?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
And it was awesome to be a concierge there.
I can't imagine, dude. Bank. I mean, if you're charming like you are, you're just going to get, guys are going to open their wallet and go, let's see what I got in here. I got a 20. Here you go, son.
I made bank. I mean, it was probably
the
one
only
of the
thing
coolest
possibly
jobs
better
I had.
Concierge-wise, have some friends that worked in Vail, Colorado.
Ah.
So they got show tickets handed to them, and they got the ski passes. They skied free all winter long up in Vail, and then also had all the shows and stuff.
Well, did you remember that that show with the movie with Michael J. Fox and the girl, and he's the concierge and stuff?
No.
And okay, so all the concierge from like the top
He'd
10 hotels.
He'd be a bad concierge because he's got cerebral palsy.
Well, this was back before.
I was going to say, because otherwise he's dropping all your stuff. That's
a long time ago.
Wow.
And they all meet like at Central Park, and they're like, okay, who's got tickets? You need
tickets. Oh, I think I did see that.
Okay, here's you.
You need Mamma Mia? I got Mamma Mia.
And then he gets everything he wants.
Who's got Beauty and the Beast? You got Beauty and the Beast? All right, I got two Lion Kings.
There's two Lion Kings. You get the Beast. You get the Mets tickets. You get the Yankees. Here you go. I need this. I need the boom. And he just walks away, and everybody's standing there like, I guess that works. I got
the Knicks game, so I'm good.
Everybody's got what they wanted.
See, by the way, Avenue Q coming to the Pantages Theater this year.
Oh, we got to go. And this time I'm just singing along. I don't care.
If they would do a sing-along performance just for Steven, that'd be great.
Elena,
don't.
Not
that's
Elena.
Emma. You're only digging a bigger hole for yourself because you're saying Avenue Q and your children, and you haven't explained.
You know the song, I Wish I Could Go Back to College.
I wish I could go back to college.
In college, you know who you are. She loves that song.
Sure.
I play
and
it
there's nothing nasty in there.
There is one nasty word.
Oh, man.
There's one nasty phrase, which because my car is so cool, I can just fast forward right. I know exactly where it is.
I also just mute the stereo frequently, or I'll cough at that time. You know?
So I just fast forward that part, and she doesn't understand. She just keeps singing along. And so yesterday, Trisha gets in the car with me and the girls, and Emma's like, I want to go back to college. That's just how she requests the song. And Trisha looks at me like, she wants to go back to college?
It's a long story,
dear.
Yeah,
I'm like, honey, just listen to the song. And so I played the song for her. And Trisha's just looking at her in the backseat, and she is just belting the song out with all her might. I want to go back to college. And she makes the weirdest faces as she sings.
Well, most people who sing well make weird faces. That's Speaking true. Of Trisha, let's get to the games and her picks and let her try and school us.
Well, let's get to El Juego Grande
Estupendo de la Semana.
This week we start in Indianapolis as the Indianapolis Colts face the Jacksonville Jaguars.
If they let me down here, I will go personally after Peyton and make sure that his streak of 200 games ends at 201. I am going with the Indianapolis Colts, Steven. They found the fire. They did find the fire. And they are at home, and they are playing for their playoff lives at this point. So they darn well better put this game away.
Just so you know, Jeffrey, I've looked at your picks because you emailed them to me.
Oh, I did last night.
And I had already made my picks, by the way.
Yeah.
And I looked at your picks. We are going to
differ on 17 games. There's only 16 games. We differ on 17
games.
Steven.
We are differing.
How desperate is this man to catch
I'm
me?
Not
He's
desperate.
Throwing the freaking Hail Mary, people.
This is the
He's
Hail Mary.
He's gone back. Oh, it's up. There's coverage in the
Jeffrey,
will it land? We don't know.
We are an unprecedented 10 games. That's never happened.
You scare me when you say that because you're pretty good at this.
And the thing is,
and my lead means nothing because I still fear you. How many games am I in front? Eight?
You are back to 10 games. Okay. You're back to 10 games.
Oh, so that's why we differ on 10 games.
No.
You'd already made your picks.
You made
there's some
I
tough
was like,
picks.
What? Yeah. What is he doing?
Look, but, I don't know.
But this is one of the few that we do agree upon.
My God, I'm like, seriously, I don't blame anyone for taking Jacksonville in this game. If they are ever going to have a season that's going to save Jack Del Rio's job, this is it.
No,
and Oompa Loompa is playing in full Loompa stride.
He will be able to run against the Colts, but
everybody
won't win
runs
the
against the
they
Colts.
They won't win in Indy. They won't win in Indy.
Look, Peyton Manning
this
doesn't need much time.
If this were in Jacksonville, different story. But there's a possibility a Dye gets back. There's a possibility.
I have not heard about a Dye possibly getting back because I picked up Brown off waivers.
He was practicing earlier in the week. And there is a possibility that Austin Collie comes back this week as well.
Wow.
So if those guys do get back on the field, absolutely Indianapolis.
Fantasy football, I'm in three playoff games this week.
Wow.
And rants and raves. How many are you in?
Six of them.
Okay, one of them we play each other.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not real happy about that.
Ouch.
I'm not happy about that at all because I wanted us to meet in the Super Bowl.
So here are the stats. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God.
There were five money leagues.
Right.
I was the number one seed in four out of those five.
Holy crap.
But I made the playoffs in all five.
Wow.
And the 10 RARN leagues, I'm in the playoffs in six. I was the number one seed in four.
Wow.
That was pretty great. Pretty good fantasy football season for the buddy this year.
Yeah. So how's the buddy going to help me with my two games where we're not involved, where we're not playing against each other? Because I don't assume the buddy's going to help me in the game where
not
we face each other.
We're playing each other.
It's only one.
But what I did for my subscribers, I sent them the cheat sheet last night saying this is the order. But as a special feature from the buddy,
because the buddy loves you,
if you want. Send me your roster, both your starters and your bench.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will evaluate and let you know if
there's
any changes.
Wow, what a buddy.
Huh?
What a friend.
You don't get that from
who's
any
your
other
guy?
Fantasy football
no.
guru out there. Only the buddy, baby.
Although Naz will answer his own phone. Let's
that,
be
that
fair.
Is that is true.
He may only take a second with you, but he'll answer his phone.
Yes, he does.
I don't have time to answer that question. I mean, but he will answer
but
his
he
phone.
He will answer the phone, yes.
Steven won't answer his own phone because he won't give you his number.
I haven't put the number out there,
don't.
But I suspect
don't.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm sorry. We are one step above Naz in celebrityhood of internet dumb.
Internet dumb. All right.
Internet
so anyways,
dumb.
But that's, so I have had some people. And here's one more other piece of news, and then I'll stop, you know, patting myself on the back. But 60.
He's going to move to patting himself on the chest.
69% of fantasy football buddy subscribers made the playoffs.
Now, statistically, to break this down, what percent of them does that show their dedication and they might have made it on their own?
Well, I don't know that.
See, that's where the statistician in me says, let's make sure that we've covered all the variables
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Now the buddies people are calling.
Yeah, see.
Tell them no.
No.
Tell them
no. Okay. So,
dang.
But
don't start calling. Naz answers his phone. Steven doesn't.
I just think that's pretty cool. 69%.
That's 70. Just call it 70.
70%.
Call it 70.
Have made the playoffs using the fantasy football buddy system. I'm pretty proud.
That is very good. Now pat yourself on the chest now.
All right. Now, so I've got Indy. You've got Indy. Trista's got Indy. Wouldn't you like to be an Indy too?
Be an Indy.
Oh, be an Indy. I'd like to be an Indy for this game.
I would too, because it's going to be a great game, and I think that it could be a very close game.
All right. So we'll move on. We all have Indy, and now that brings us to Games of the Week. We'll start in New York. Who are the New York Giants host? The Philadelphia Eagles.
We need to also emphasize game times here because what's the Thursday night game? Is it
Thursday, San Diego.
San Diego
San
49ers. That's, yeah, that could be interesting.
That could be.
All right, the Eagles and Giants, it's looking like it's probably going to be snowing there at the new Meadowlands Stadium.
Snow in the stadium. I love it.
Yeah. If you can't have a stadium, you might as well have a stadium. That's what I always say. Now, New York Giants, they lost to Philadelphia a month ago.
Yes, in Philly.
And then they've gone on to win three straight to find themselves atop the NFC East.
Not atop. They're tied.
Oh, they're tied
with the Eagles. This is a
and that loss puts them a half game behind.
That's correct.
Okay, in the playoff run. Now beating Philadelphia, they just don't match up well with the Eagles. That's all there is to it. Which makes me wonder what's going to happen.
Which makes me wonder why you have the Giants.
Well, that's a fair question, Steven. Their defense is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I suspect that they're going to be able to contain Mike Vick. I do. And you've pointed out on more than one occasion that when Mike Vick gets smacked around, he becomes erratic as a passer.
He becomes less accurate. That is correct.
And
I've said that.
I do believe that the Giants are starting to get their swagger back. Eli Manning bounced back really nicely, Stephen, last week.
Yeah, but
he started crappy.
They had setbacks at the wide receiver position.
And their special teams are still suspect. After I chastised Tom Coughlin week one, they're in the beautiful glass enclosure.
He still hasn't answered your question.
He did in the presser.
I know, but
he
hasn't on the field. He hasn't addressed your question.
No, that's true. They've gotten
he's
better.
He's answered your question there at
yes,
the press conference.
Only because I made him.
On the field, he hasn't addressed it.
So that's a really good point. And I don't. Maybe this is not fixable right now. Maybe this needs to be addressed during the draft. But, Steven,
I got Philly.
I've got New York.
I've gone with
an awful lot of home teams this week,
yeah,
Steven.
Yeah, I did see that.
It's getting late in the season, and I think home field starts to play a bigger role. This is going to be a fantastic game that I'm going to have my eyes glued on. But I am sticking with the Giants. It is an early game, and it's going to be on Fox. And, you know, it may actually be on Fox everywhere instead of just regionally like certain other games that we can recall recently.
Okay.
Who's Trisha got, dude?
Trisha's taking the Eagles as
She's
well.
Just copying you.
No, she's not.
She should learn to copy her brother because I've never steered her wrong except for that one time.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that on your 21st birthday.
You are alone there with the Giants. Trisha and I have
the
Philadelphia Eagles. We'll move on to Pittsburgh where the Pittsburgh Steelers host the New York Jets.
Are you sensing a theme here that there's some really good games this weekend?
Really good games.
And then there's some not really good games.
We'll get to those seven in a moment.
Yeah, but right now we're in the really good game
yes,
department.
We are. We're
and
taking
again,
our time.
We're looking at snow there at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, PA.
Snow in the stadium.
And if you are taking the New York Jets, I would beg you to make this the challenge game because you did lose last year. I'm begging you. And by the way, I got a lot of dollars.
Yes.
I got a lot of dollars, Steven. I brought dollars today.
You brought dollars today?
I brought dollars today. How many dollars do I have to give you? Two or three?
You owe me one.
Oh, there's one.
Okay, there's one that goes for the Chicago Bears. I can
all right.
My
the Bears will never win another game. All
right. That's right. And which,
in their life.
Which now I'm nervous about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we get to that game, you'll see
the
that
circumstances of
the
game.
The circumstances of the
are
quarterback
radically,
for the,
well, and the stadium.
Well, they're going to play in the see,
the Gopher. The Gopher.
I saw Chicago play outdoors last week. Wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But now they've had time to get used to, wow, it's cold out there.
Yeah, brr, it's cold out there.
Now, how many other
number
dollars?
Number one reason why African Americans don't play hockey.
Exactly, because it's cold.
Brr, it's cold out there.
And when
there.
There's a bunch of white guys in masks chasing you
yeah,
with sticks.
That's not good either.
Chris Rock. We didn't make this stuff
no,
up.
No, that was Chris Rock.
I know there's right another there. Buck in there for something.
No, we only
really
have the Bears. But
well,
if
why
we
did
could,
I multiple dollars? I don't know.
Because you can. You probably cash to five, change to five, and you get five ones for a $5 bill.
I hid the kid from the wallet from the kids.
No, that's true too. You get change back. And the
I'm
kids
not
can't...
Efron. I'm not your dad. Go in and steal his money. He won't notice.
We didn't steal his money. We kind of just got our allowance without him knowing.
We just helped ourselves to our allowance. We saved him the effort of paying us our allowance. Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay.
I'm going to burn in hell. That's what's gonna happen.
Taking money
oh
from an
God.
Old man
if
who's
you,
just worked
yeah,
his butt
yeah,
off.
Yeah, if you guys have the Friends episode where Phoebe is trying to come up with the cookie recipe that she gave to Monica from her grandmother, and she says, the recipe was given to her by Nestlé Tolhouse.
Nestlé Tolhouse.
And she goes, what?
Nestlé Tolhouse?
Is this the recipe? And she shows her the back of a Nestle Tollhouse cookie
nice.
Thing. And she's like, that's it.
The
and then
chips.
She looks down at the floor and she's like, this is exactly why you're burning in hell. Yelling at her grandma.
All right, let's move
gosh.
On. Jets
no more
at
friends stuff.
Jets Steelers.
At Steelers.
Man.
Okay, Trisha has the Pittsburgh Steelers. She doesn't have any notes on that one. So I'll let you go. I know who you're taking. You're taking the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Of course I am.
I'm disagreeing with you guys. There is no way.
Jets are bouncing back.
The New York Jets are going to lose that many games in a row. They're not going to lose three in a row, not in a year the way they've started. They're going to turn it around. This is going to be a freezing cold game. Take the under, whatever it is. I don't care if the under is 20.
Seriously.
Take it.
Heinz Field is going to be like a – I had to actually raise the temperature in my freezer this week. Because stuff was getting unnaturally hard. That's how cold it's going to be here.
It's going to be that cold. This is going to be a 13-9 game. It's going to be a whole bunch of field goals. And I am going to go with the Jets defense starting to step it up just a little bit. Ben Roethlisberger, I don't care how tough the dude is. The dude is hurt. He is hobbling. And one thing the Jets know how to do on defense is they know how to smell blood. And they're going to smell Roethlisberger's blood. They're going to come after him. I don't think Roethlisberger finishes this game, and that's why I'm taking the Jets.
That's a good reason. Pittsburgh favored by 6. I'm not sure 6 points will be scored in this game. The over-under is 35.5, and that's not too low. Don't be scared by that. Yeah. Do not be scared by that. If you're allowed to lay a flutter.
Even 2010.
No, if you like that, I just gave an Englishism.
Is that what they use?
Lay a flutter is one of the many expressions they use for laying a bet, placing a wager.
Lay a flutter. Because it'll be 2013, maybe at most.
I thought you were talking about the temperature. No, you are.
Yeah, that too.
It's both.
But yeah,
the score and the temperature. 2013.
We'll be around 2013, and that's under the 35. So take the under.
Yeah, no,
but I don't believe. But trust me, I don't believe that many
Steven,
points will get scored.
I think that the Steelers defense is matched evenly with the Jets defense.
Yeah, and that's why there'll be a lot of defense.
And the quarterbacks are equally suspect, and I am going with the veteran defense a little bit more and the home team there in Heinz Field and the terrible towels. It's a logical pick.
I think Rex Ryan, he'll pull something out of his sleeve.
He's done. His sleeve's empty.
He knows that they can't afford to lose three in a row. They can't do it. Otherwise, their playoff chances diminish significantly.
And believe
he will find a way to win.
Here's another reason not to scare you into changing your pick or anything, but every time we've supported a team with their little fight chant, they don't do well. We sing San Diego Chargers, they don't do well. We did the J-E-T-S, Jets.
I didn't do it.
We didn't.
Right now, I didn't.
Oh, not this, but on TV. I'm talking about in front of 100,000 people or more.
No, I decided I'm just taking the Jets, but I'm not chanting.
Well, we did on TV a couple weeks ago, and that curses you when we do that. So
there you go. I am alone with my pick of the New York Jets. You and Trisha have the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll move
on. That's 2 of 10.
To Baltimore, where the Baltimore Ravens face the New Orleans Saints.
Where they're looking for big fun in Baltimore.
Here is another game, Jeffrey, where you and I, my friend, we disagree.
You're taking the Ravens at home.
No, I'm taking those. You're taking the Ravens at home.
Dang it, I was hoping.
I am taking the New Orleans Saints.
Saints.
The Baltimore Ravens do not have an offense. Yeah,
you know what?
You're like, Steven, they scored a whole bunch of points last week, but that was against the Houston Texans.
I just cannot imagine, just like you said, that the Jets are going to finally get it together. I do believe that Joe Flacco is a competent quarterback. I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
Don't disagree.
And he's been playing poorly. So it's like somewhere you're going to get this right, Joe. Say it's not so, Joe. And come on. You got to turn this around for
me,
man.
You know who's back on track? The New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints are playing well, and they're getting healthier.
They haven't scored below 29 points.
And that's still, for Drew Brees, when he starts a game, he expects to score 30 points.
There you go.
And the Baltimore defense has stumbled. You know, Steven, flip me on this one because I'm sorry.
I'm flipping. He's flipping.
But just remind me to do it in ESPN because that'll make me really mad. I'm so bad at that.
Do it in ESPN.
Yeah. Should I do it now? I can't during the show.
Trisha's going to be alone here on the Baltimore.
She can flack alone.
On the Baltimore Ravens.
Look, did you not see them be completely unable to stop a team that was obviously going to run?
Exactly.
They ran down on you when you knew they were going to run down on you, and you failed to stop them, and they repeated it over and over again last week. I'm scarred by that, Steven.
So
who was that? The Cowboys? Who was that?
No, that was the Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans. Aaron Foster just bomb, 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 bomb. Well, you know what? New Orleans got three guys that can do that to you.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's going to come from.
They can pass more effectively than the Houston Texans.
And they bubble screen out of the backfield. And look, their safeties are getting better over the top. Joe Flacco is going to have such a difficult time stopping the New Orleans Saints defense that's improving as well.
I'm not going to let you change. You have to take Baltimore.
No, it makes you got to flip onto another game to pick up
thing.
All 10.
I already did the thing.
Oh, you already did the thing for the website.
I got to go change it, man.
Leave it on the website, dude. Save yourself some work.
No. All right, we'll move on to the state of what is that state known for?
The Show Me State.
The Show Me State, yes. That's
come
what
on.
It was. They're showing me
I don't know
something.
What they're showing, but I'm not sure I want to look, but they're showing.
Don't they have pretty women there?
There's got to be a beautiful woman or two. There's got to be,
the
mathematically.
Kansas City Chiefs at St. Louis Rams.
It'll be Bert Coldy outside the Edward Jones Dome, but who cares? 72 climatically controlled temperature. And
Trisha has a note on this game. She
do
says,
tell.
Taking Kansas City, but only if Castle plays. Otherwise, I'm taking St. Louis.
Okay. Matt Castle is not. I'm taking the Rams, and I'm going out on a little bit of a leaf here, a little bit of a branch here. But look, the Rams have got to win out at home. They've got to hold on to their situation if they're going to find themselves in the playoffs. And I do, in fact, believe that the Rams are the best team in the NFC West. I believe that with every part of me, Steven. The Seahawks aren't better. The 49ers aren't better. And the other team, the Cardinals, are certainly not better.
Yeah, I still haven't bought into the Rams. I know they play a lot better at home than they do on the road, but I'm still not a firm believer in them. I just don't.
Sam Bradford, Offensive Rookie of the Year, has been doing a terrific job. Yes, I'm anointing him.
Okay. And the Kansas City Chiefs have made a believer of me. I just
didn't think
I was
terrific.
Like, they're going to fall off the wayside, and they haven't. And last week was the first game where they just were never in the game. But I suspect that's because they had a guy who's never won since kindergarten and Brody Croyle.
Yeah.
If he plays, I'm with Trish on this. If it's Brody Croyle and not Matt Castle, I'm flopping to the Rams. But if Matt Castle goes, and he has been practicing,
has.
I'm going to stick with the Kansas
City.
No,
there's
Chiefs.
Every reason to think that he's going because he's been a full participant in practice this week, throwing a lot of deep balls and things which take a lot of stomach muscle. So I suspect that he's going to be fine. They're going to tape him up really well and make sure that he stays healthy.
All right, you're alone over there with the Rams.
I feel lonely, and that's okay.
We got to keep moving on. The New England Patriots at home in the snow.
In the snow, right. Bert Coldy. I'm pulling up a forecast
stadium.
Right now. Snow in their stadium.
Nice.
They have too nice a place to call it a stadium.
All right. It's a stadium.
A little warmer, though, than a lot of places. It may get up to 34 degrees there at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
They
no, it won't.
In...
It's at night, dude. Is this Sunday night or Monday night?
Sunday night football.
It's got to be Bert Coldy down in the 20s.
They are welcoming in the Green Bay Packers. And I'll tell you what, Trish has got New England. You've got New England. I'm not going against New England anymore this year.
Ever.
I've had my share of New England losses.
He's taking his New England beatings like a man, and he says, I'm all done.
Oh, it's by the way, and for all you New England homers out there, we know there's a lot of you.
Yes, we
okay?
do.
A couple of you have posted on the website of, oh, how horrible of the Jets to now try to, you know, bring their Patriots down because the Patriots don't ever do anything wrong. Look, I'm a homer for the Cowboys, but when the Cowboys do something stupid, I rake them across the coals.
There
okay?
you go.
Dude, your team is not perfect. Your team does cheat. They were caught cheating, and sometimes they don't do stuff that is cool. Relax. If the Jets call them out, just say, stupid of the Jets for calling them out. No need to come and defend your team. End of my rant.
Thank you. I appreciate that rant because, look, the fact is I think there are few homerish homers are homers are homers, and there are very slight nuances between them, Steven. You will admit that there's a lot of Cowboys fans that will defend them. If the whole team went out and murdered somebody tomorrow, there'd be some homer clown that would say, the guys probably had it coming.
Yeah.
All 55 of them had it coming. And that's just the way homerism is.
Right.
You're going to have lucid homers, and then you've got the worst kind of homers. I feel really badly for these people. My team can't do anything right, ever. Your team is like on the...
Can't do anything right or anything wrong.
Anything right.
Oh, okay.
There's some Raiders fans right now that it's like, you guys have a chance to make the playoffs. Oh, we won't.
Yeah.
We never will.
No, yeah,
oh, God, we suck. We're horrible.
No, did I tell you about the Raider fan that walked in front of my house and I was putting on my cowboy flag?
No.
And he's like, man, your team's not doing too good. I'm like, yeah, that's all right. I'm like, hey, how about those Raiders, though? They're looking pretty good. He's like, we're going to find a way to
ruin it. This is my point. I feel worse for them. You have a team, first of all. Be grateful because I don't.
Yeah.
You have a team. Your team's doing reasonably well. Be happy about it.
Speaking of which, Jeffrey, have you seen the artist renditions of the stadiums proposed for downtown Los Angeles?
Sure.
My God, okay, there are two of them that are amazing.
That's why
and there's
the,
a third one that's like, you could just not nix
that
one out.
That's why the one with the Inland Empire people are back saying, ours is pretty good too. And I do admit, the LA in the hillside, the Los Angeles spelled out in the hillside,
yeah,
is very beautiful.
Yeah.
But you can't compete with the downtown cityscape.
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
Nothing about the rolling hills of Orange County in the Inland Empire compares to the power of LA Live, Staples Center, and the behemoth that is downtown Los Angeles.
Well, and how about the new huge, gigantic Marriott Hotel?
Oh, that thing is spectacular. That's starting to rival that freaking egg in London.
It is pretty. I'm like, whoa.
The cityscape of LA has always been fantastic.
That big glass
right off of LA Live.
Right there. Yeah. And it's got the opening. And I looked at it. I was like,
it's spectacular.
That's it.
That's what
that's
what the NFL owners have been waiting for. Yeah. Someone to say, here's all the money. We'll build it ourselves. And this is going to be state-of-the-art, spectacular, kick butt over any stadium that's ever existed. And
boom.
Guess what? Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl will be played in LA again.
Yes. Yes.
World Cups will be played here.
Bring it.
NBA Final Fours are going to be played here.
Bring it.
NCAA Tournament March Madness is going to end here. It's going to be amazing. So,
all right.
Deal.
Well, this is the final game of the week. It would be a lot better if Aaron Rodgers played, but I guarantee you.
What?
He's not playing.
You say he's not playing?
He is not playing in this game.
Wow.
Jeffrey, it's 50-50, but I tell you what, if he is not cleared by tomorrow, Friday,
right?
He's not playing.
Okay.
And he hasn't been cleared yet.
Now, he bruised his brain in his last game, and that was the second of the season, just to bring people up to speed.
Yeah,
we didn't cover that completely.
They're not going to risk bringing him in early, and they figure that if they can, you know, win their last two games, they'll still find a way to get into
the
playoffs.
Look, I've got New England winning this game with or without Aaron Rodgers just because they're a better team, and they're playing at home. That's the only reason.
Green Bay has so many freaking injuries
besides Aaron Rodgers.
But if Aaron Rodgers was in there, I'd give them a chance.
I'd give them a chance, but I don't think that they're doing enough to win, and they're missing that critical running piece that keeps Aaron Rodgers upright and able to throw the ball well. Let's go on to home stretch here.
Must-see
TV.
Must-see games. There's only three of them, and it's because there's some weird storyline attached to the playoffs there. We'll start Thursday Night Football. San Francisco at the San Diego Chargers.
Now, the best reason to make this a must-see game is because Thursday Night Football. What are you going to watch?
It's the only game.
What are you going to watch? And plus, it's the only place in America right now that's nice weather. So you might as well tune into San Diego and see 68 degrees with partly cloudy. Steve, we have 3,000 miles of storm cells coming our way.
Nice.
It's supposed to start tomorrow, and it's supposed to rain for a week.
Ooh. Well, I'll be gone.
You're
going to
be
week.
In freaking El Paso. You're running away.
Run away from
You're
gonna the storm.
You're going to drive in rain for a good deal. Make sure you bring your chains, okay? As my mom would warn you.
Please.
Make sure you bring your chains.
Yes, because you need chains for water.
And you need chains for going through southern Arizona. We know how.
How much it
those
snows
Those winters
there.
Down there. They saw snow in the Ice Age.
In the Ice Age.
They did.
Yes.
I'm serious. It was covered.
The
so
ice age.
A couple.
Who are you taking in here? Because when I saw your pick for this game, I was a little confused.
I didn't have San Diego?
No.
What, the Sam Hill?
Yeah.
Steven, that's a click error. That's a click error.
Was
no wonder.
Was that a click error?
That's an error of clickage. Oh. I've got San Diego. You read it wrong.
Darn
look.
It.
Look, dum-dum. You see what you want to see.
No, did you change it?
This is a screenshot. This is what I emailed you.
Maybe that's not the game.
I emailed this to you.
Yeah, now that that's not the game.
Okay. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, it's the Atlanta-Seattle game.
We got some business we got to take care of because we're running out of time here. We got to get a dog for deeds. Okay, we got to get a dog for deeds. And if you don't know the story, go back a few episodes and listen. Go to our website, click on Get a Dog for Deeds on the upper right-hand column, and follow the links through. Read about deeds. Listener Jeremy, longtime listener and longtime helper of the show, getting us into hotels inexpensively and really nice ones sometimes. Thank you. He works for a really great hotel chain, and his son has autism and a lot of other things besides that. and he needs a dog to keep him safe and stuff. And it's really expensive to get a specially trained dog. Every single dime is going to getting Deeds a dog. And we want you to go out and donate. And if you're going to throw us a bone, don't throw the bone towards Deeds and getting his dog. Second thing, mom's going under surgery. And by the time you've heard this, she's recovering from surgery. So throw her some prayers. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's all. Now, let's back to the games.
Okay, back to the games. Now that we've got that out of the way, we've got about 8 minutes. So let's just go here for these next three. We've all got San Diego. Trisha's got San Diego. I've got San Diego. You got San Diego. Okay. Because the 49ers ain't got a prayer.
49ers, look, Alex Smith had one good game. There's a reason that they benched him in the first place, and that'll become very apparent down in San Diego, where they're playing some of the most ferocious defense in the league that nobody knows about, just like the team.
All right, the Minnesota Vikings host the Chicago Bears in a stadium unknown to everybody except the NFL.
That's not true. A lot of Gopher fans know well about their stadium, and there's a lot of school kids that are missing school right now because they're out there with shovels, snow shovels, trying to clear this in time for the game. I've got the Chicago Bears. Because, look, the fact of the matter is the Minnesota Vikings are a mess.
They're not a mess. They still run very well. This is still
a home game
from them. It's staying in the state of Minnesota, right?
Yes, it's absolutely. It's a University of Minnesota.
Right.
I don't know what they call their stadium.
I don't know. It's the speaking of which, why are people still calling the Metrodome?
It's Mall of America. Hello.
It's the Mall of America field. If I were Mall of America,
yeah, it's like, what did I pay for?
I would have been like, yeah, someone owes me like $600 million because it was the Mall of America field that collapsed, not the Metrodome.
Well, sometimes, just like Candlestick, you got to get over it. Your name's never going to stick.
Yeah.
And Candlestick Park will be Candlestick Park forever.
All right.
And that's it. So TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis will be hosting
got,
this.
The Bears, but she says Bumblebee Tuna might start at quarterback for Minnesota because Jackson was put on IR this
morning.
She is very
she's on top of things.
And then she says, however, if Brett does start this game, I might change.
Yeah, no, I'm not changing no matter what.
I'm taking Minnesota regardless. Adrian Peterson's going to eat them up just like he always eats them up.
But he don't.
And and you know what? Jay Cutler's just not a big fan of passing in cold weather.
No, he's not. But the fact is Matt Forte has not been pianissimo in a while.
Yeah.
And they're going to get things handled. It's going to be another low-scoring game. So watch yourself there.
I will take the Vikings.
The line on this game, because I want to get this because it sounds a little interesting.
I'm taking the Vikings on the fewer poor as I want to get my dollar.
The fewer poor.
Yes.
Are you speaking French now? He's breaking out in French for us?
All right. Well,
my God, you know what the weather's supposed to be like there? Now, they do a fan index on weather.com, and zero is the fan index, but it's supposed to be about 12.
Nice.
12 degrees.
Oakland hosting the Denver Broncos.
The line is a push, Steven.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so pick them.
Yeah, it's a pick.
It's a pick 'em.
It's a pick.
And I pick Minnesota. You and Trisha pick.
Or it's off the board. I can't tell.
Denver at Oakland. The Oakland Raiders need to win to stay alive. The Denver Broncos, well, they're the Denver Broncos.
They sure are.
I've got Oakland. Trisha's got Oakland.
I got
suspected
Oakland.
You would have
of
Oakland,
course.
Too. Wouldn't you be
would
in Oakland?
Would you like to be in Oakland, too?
Oakland, too. All right.
No, you wouldn't.
All I hope is that the Denver Broncos contain Darren McFadden because I'm playing him in about four leagues.
Wow.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Contain Darren McFadden. That's all I ask of you. I don't ask you to put points up. I don't care if the Raiders put up 50 points so long as none of them belong to McFadden.
How many of those are money leagues versus RARN?
They're most RARN leagues.
I want us to win the RARN,
yeah.
So I need to know whom I should root for. So I should root against McFadden?
Yes, you should be rooting against
because the money,
McFadden.
I don't care. I don't, you know, that's your personal
that's mine.
Affair.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got to represent in
that's
the
right.
Rants
represent.
And
so just cheer against McFadden.
Got it done.
All right. So all these other games are going to be nap games. We're just going to
we got the more nap games we've ever had. I'm sorry.
Yes. We'll start Buffalo at Miami. Who are you taking?
Buffalo, Miami. You're making me have to look it up.
Hold on, you should know by memory.
But I've got oh yeah.
They are nap games.
I'm feeling it. Miami is who I'm feeling here. Hosting Buffalo down in South Florida.
All right. You are taking Miami, and Trisha is taking. I don't see her pick here.
Chad Henne's not good, but he's not that bad. Okay. That's all I got to say about that game.
She skipped a game.
She skipped a game. Throw her with Miami. Throw her with the home team and clarify later.
7, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, she left this game out.
Dope.
So we'll give her Miami. I'm taking Miami, too.
Yeah, so let's
Arizona at Carolina Panthers.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got Carolina in this one. This is one of the games where I was like, okay, I'm picking one up there, baby.
Okay, you're right, Steven. This is Jeff's drug-induced pick of the week, otherwise known as an upset. Okay.
Oh, so I like that you're going for some upsets.
Steven, I don't look to protect my lead. I look to predict winners. That's all
you
I do.
You go, dude. You go.
Thank you.
All right.
And I think that Carolina gets their second win of the season here.
All right.
Arizona's that bad.
Yeah, they turned a corner last week, don't you think? They
put a corner into the wall.
They put up 46 points on the Broncos, dude. The Broncos are bad. You know who's worse than the Broncos?
The Panthers.
The Panthers. All right. Detroit at Tampa Bay. Who are you taking?
Carolina's at home. I just got to defend this, okay?
Right.
They're
Carolina's at home. We got to go.
I know.
Trisha's got Tampa Bay in this one. I've got Tampa Bay in this one. And
I got Tampa Bay.
You've got Tampa Bay in this
Tampa
one
Bay.
As well.
How many games are we actually going to differ on?
Washington
That's what I want to know.
At Dallas.
Oh, well, we know whom Steven has, and we... let's see here. I've got Dallas.
You've got Dallas, and Trisha has Dallas as well.
Mostly because it's a home game. Should
Cleveland
be close, though.
Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals.
I've got the Brownies on the road.
You've got the Brownies.
And go with the Bengals, Steven.
Trisha.
They'll never let you down. They'll never let you down.
I was actually taking the Bengals, but now that I see that Colt McCoy is starting, I'm going to Cleveland.
There you go. A competent quarterback versus a mess of a team.
Although, maybe, I don't know.
No, don't do it. Save yourself.
The Houston Texans at Tennessee Titans.
This is one of the most difficult games for me to pick, Steven.
You got Houston because I suspect you're finally going to cheer for your team once.
Well, there's a rule in fandom that you have to take your team at least once. And so this is the week.
All right.
This
well,
is that week.
You and Trisha are over there with the Houston Texans. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans.
And mind you, Tennessee's burned me 2 weeks in a row.
That's true. But Chris, dude is running now.
CJ
is now running. Chris Johnson is running now. He is back on track. And they're at home. They got pride to play for.
Well, and Texas does not stop anybody on any part of the
offense.
And
here's my final one that I think I suspect you clicked mistakenly. Atlanta at Seattle.
Atlanta at Seattle? I don't have what?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I need the what sound, Stephen, while I verify this, please.
Jeffrey is taking Seattle over Atlanta.
What?
That's a colossal. Wow, no, I did click wrong here.
All right.
Atlanta at Seattle?
So because you clicked wrong in a whole bunch of games.
Two?
Okay.
Two?
Three, four, five,
I
six.
Didn't click wrong.
Well, there's seven.
I clicked.
If you clicked two wrong, that's nine, and then there was one that you flopped on, so that would have been the 10 games.
I clicked wrong on one. I flopped on another, and you thought I clicked wrong on another.
Okay, so maybe there's 10 games. There's still 10 games
just
there.
Just saying.
So you're back to Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's just drug induced.
Yeah, I don't know why you were taking Seattle. I was like, that's another game. Pow!
But it certainly it behooves me to say this.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
I am, and it may have affected some things, so I'm sorry.
So you need to go back to ESPN and re-click two
I'm
going to
go on that page, so when I leave right now, Fantasy Pigskin Pick-up.
Trisha also has Atlanta.
Dude, I got to tap out because I got to go pick up the kid. Can you
wrap
it? You wrap it. You wrap it.
This has been Steven
Miranda. You
got
to pick a challenge game.
And Jeff
You
got
to pick a challenge game. I got to go, though.
Challenge game.
You just email me. I got to go. Bye.
All right. Bye. Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis. NFL Rants and Raves, and I am going to make Philadelphia at New York the challenge game. I've got the Eagles. Jeff has the New York Giants. Good night, everyone. Later.